This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Rich is calling from Cornwall. What's up, Rich?
These kids are all young. They come up here. They don't arrive here with that deer in the headlights look. They leave New York with that deer in the headlights look. And you guys have to take some responsibility. You guys badger them all day long on this station and Facebook and all social media outlets, and you don't think these players read this? Accept some of the responsibility. They don't come
here that way.
Glaber, where's he this year?
Yeah, okay, he's on the
offside. Yeah, why is that? Why? You think that's Detroit?
That's my fault.
Right. No. Oh, but you want to point fingers. You know whose fault it is.
Rich,
it's not
Rich
yours.
Fans
it's
doing
not the media. It's not the players.
Are you kidding? If I were Aaron Boone or any player or Glaber Torres, whoever, I wouldn't be listening. I wouldn't be going on social media seeking it out. People say nasty things about us on social media. Oh, I didn't perform today because people were saying I should be fired and I suck. So I didn't have a good show. I need to go to another town to thrive. I just can't take it. Either ignore it or suck it up. It's not our fault that the players don't perform up to the level of expectation. Okay, so who's more to blame for Anthony Volpe not reaching his full potential? Is it WFAN? Is it social media? Or is it the Yankees and Anthony Volpe themselves? I'm going with option C. It's the Yankees' lack of development and Volpe. There you have it, call of the day. And in case you missed any of the show today or any day, remember, you could listen to the BT and Sal podcast on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll finish up here on the phones. Remember, I am not taking off tomorrow. I'm going to be right here with you talking Subway Series live from Citi Field. Mets, Yanks, both teams struggling. Who's going to draw some blood this weekend? Yanks won the first 2 out of 3. Will Soto get his revenge? Huge, huge series coming up that unfortunately gets lost with the holiday weekend. But I'll be here tomorrow, or not here, there, out at Citi Field doing the show from 10 a.m. right up until pregame right here on The Fan. So looking forward to that. Let's finish up here. Drew is on Long Island. What's up, Drew?
Hey, how you doing? I think personally I'm just like done with Volpe for now. I say you just send him down. He's the worst in every stat for us. What is the difference between letting him play and letting Peraza play? Peraza will get good defense. Volpe leads the league in leaving guys on base, and people like to bring up his RBIs. That's because if you look at who hits in front of him, you put a bunch of those guys in front of him, yeah, you're going to get a ton of RBIs. But that's about it. He can't throw from short to first. He can't throw from short to third. He can't do anything. The gold glove is gone. So gone.
Yeah,
there's nothing left. He's batting 224.
He's killed him. Anthony Volpe has killed him this year. It's only gotten worse. It was never pretty, and thank you for the call, Drew. Even the year he won the gold glove. Like, Volpe has shown some signs over the years, flashing the leather, making some terrific plays. But even the gold glove year, I'm like, really, gold glove? And, you know, obviously you saw in a big spot last year in the postseason. You've seen it this year where it has it has gotten worse than I even thought it would get, which makes me feel like it's clearly not the ability or lack thereof. He is messed up mentally and confidence-wise right now, and the Yankees need to figure out how to fix it because it's only getting worse. They're hoping that it's just going to get better. One day he shows up to the ballpark, gets a hit with a guy on base, drives in a few runs, makes a few plays, and can take off from there. Think about it this way, too, and I really haven't until just now. You feel confident. Let's say Volpe does pick it back up and gets back on track, stabilizes his season. Serviceable. Like, I'm not talking about like hitting 300 or playing Gold Glove defense, but playing a better brand of defense, serviceable, and performing or producing to a higher level offensively, showing some consistency. You trust him in the postseason in a big spot, whether it's at the plate or in the field? I wouldn't. Trying to win a World Series? This is your shortstop we're talking about. And I don't believe the best way to fix him is to continue to let him swim or sink. I get him out of the pool and just kind of reset. BT was saying yesterday, give him a day off. By the way, even when the Yankees did that, they screwed that up. They had a scheduled day off. They scheduled the day off. Volpe goes out there, has a few hits, whatever it was, and that 9-0 win over the Orioles where they could have had a no-hitter. And they kept with the scheduled off day instead of letting him maybe get some momentum. Makes no sense. But BT was talking about sitting him for the last couple of, you know, next couple of days. He said that yesterday. I would send him down at this point. I would. I mean, it's just, what good sitting him for a game or two going to do? Send him down, let him continue to play and play himself out of it. Rebuild his confidence. I don't believe ability is his biggest issue. I believe his confidence is his biggest issue. That needs to be fixed. And a couple of weeks ago, I said, I think it's too late to send him down. You just have to live with it, and he is who he is as a player. But now you can't live with it. Like, you could live with a 240 solid defender. He's gotten worse and worse and worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cannot live with that anymore. Not going to cut him. Would benching be good? Or would just sending him down, having him fix this, be better? I'd send him down. Jonathan is in Shirley. What's up, Jonathan?
Sal, I agree with you 100%. First of all, there's an epidemic in New York. None of these players in any of their four respective sports are held accountable. Everything's blamed on coaches. It's tiring. It's absolutely freaking tiring, Sal. The stupidity of these players, they don't make fundamental mistakes in every sport. Yankees has been the worst so far this year. It's absolutely a disgrace. It's time for Volpe to get his head out of his freaking ass and do something. Like, do something. This is New York, man. I'm tired of it, Sal. Yeah, I hope you have a great 4th of July, Sal. I really do, but I'm pissed.
Well, I understand it, Jonathan, and thank you for the call. You know, that's the thing. It's like you criticize the Yankees. People are like, oh, you hate the Yankees. No, man. I just have a higher standard and a higher expectation for where the Yankees should be as a ball club. And I firmly believe in accountability in all facets of life. And that's one thing that I liked about David Stearns. Right now, unfortunately for the Mets, there's no, like, you can't just cut guys. They need guys. So BT was saying yesterday, get rid of Blackburn. Get rid of Blackburn. Well, who's going to pitch? Like, they need somebody. So you may not think he's good, and he may not be good, but he's better than whatever option would be behind him if they just cut him. So the Mets are in a different spot right now, a far worse spot than the Yankees. The Yankees, and it's not just about this year, it's about the last several years and a lack of acknowledging their failures or their shortcomings and a lack of holding themselves accountable. Forget about even the players accountable. And it's because they believe things are better than we do. They don't think there's a major problem with Anthony Volpe. When you ask, well, why is he still out there? Why is he not being sent down? Why hasn't he been sent down? Because they don't believe that Anthony Volpe is as big of a problem as we do. They think everything's going to be all right. Well, why don't they move Jazz back to second base? Because they don't believe it's as big of an issue as we think. Same thing with Ben Rice at catching, maybe. Yeah, you know, I'd like to think that after what they saw last night, they'd never have him catch again, but you know what will probably happen? He'll be catching at some point this weekend. They don't believe that their issues are as bad as we think. That's the disconnect. Steve is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Steve?
Hey, little buddy, real quick. Today, when BT said that Mike Brown is a possible answer for the New York Knicks, I wanted to call it, and I didn't have the time, but your partner has become the biggest fan homer I have ever
You have to call him, Steve, and thank you for the call. We appreciate checking in. I'm not going to sit here and answer that type of question without BT next to me. When you call like a big boy, you call me little buddy, but you're acting like the little buddy. When BT is back next week, we'll be together Monday. You call him and you could tell him what you told me and then have him answer for himself. He likes the Mike Brown hire. You want me to tell you? I disagree with him. He wanted Tibbs fired. I disagreed with him. But you got to call him. I can't answer for him on that. Max is calling from Hoboken. What's up, Max?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good. Happy how are you?
Good. Yeah, so two parts here. I think in terms of the Anthony Volpe discord, a lot of pride in the front office, a lot of pride in the coaching staff. There's a lot of people who put their neck out there saying this is the guy. I think that puts you in a really difficult spot, especially when the answer probably is clearly sending him down. Now, with that being said, who backfills them, who takes over, those are all discussions that would need to be had. That would be really difficult. But the reason why I called was, you know, I'm a guy who watches 162 games, and one of the things that I always wonder about is, if you were to ask Aaron Boone directly, how does he see the characteristics of an Aaron Boone-managed team, I would be really interested to hear his answer. Because these guys can slug the heck out of them. Don't get me wrong. It's one of the most offensively gifted slugging teams I've seen. But the defense is sloppy. The base running is lazy. The defensive free bases that they give up are difficult to watch. It makes it difficult to watch, even though they're so incredibly fun to watch on offense at times. So that's kind of my question. Wanted to hear your opinions on what you think the characteristics Aaron Boone would say would be. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, no problem, and thanks for making it, Max. We appreciate you checking in. I'm making a note of this. Next time we talk to Boone, hopefully we have him at some point during the season. If not, in the offseason, you know, hopefully everything goes okay with the Yankees and they have success, so we can talk to Boone again on a positive note. But I am going to write that down and then ask him that question for you. And, you know, I think it's a fair question. What would be the characteristics that you would value in an Aaron Boone-led team? And I would doubt that Boone would say, well, you know, guys playing out of position, guys kicking the ball over the place, guys not being in the proper position as far as relays being thrown, catchers, you know, butchering. So I would bet that that's not Aaron Boone. But it's the structure of the team that he has. And I thought you nailed it very well there, where the Yankees can bludgeon teams to death. That's their strength. They can be the most powerful team in baseball. Problem is, that's not there consistently enough, specifically in the postseason. And it would be nice if they could have that plus being able to catch the ball and throw the ball, you know, or guys just playing their normal positions. This is the New York Yankees. They welcome the higher standards. This is New York. We should welcome and expect higher standards.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.